Hi, and welcome to the Pete George Experience. I'm Pete George, and today we're going to do a double show. We're going to incorporate Out of the Cave, our other show that looks at mental health and men's issues living in a modern world. So we're going to talk about the debate and some political things that have happened here in Australia, which will affect people's mental side of things. So the first one I want to talk about is the American debate and how Joe Biden was. Now, yes, he was lost, unsure, had speech problems and everything else. And the sad thing about it is it was not unsimilar to how my father-in-law was with his dementia as he got worse and worse. And it's very, very similar and very, very unedifying for the person because they think they're fine. Now, it's popped up twice since then, and that's excuse me, I just need a little sip. And that one was from Tucker Carlson, who's friends with Joe Biden's sister, and the other one was a post by Joe Biden's sister where they knew he had dementia, or has dementia, and she can't believe what's going on. And that's fair enough too. There's also talk that Barack Obama tried to talk him out of it. Now, I normally don't criticise people heavily, but Jill Biden is a disgrace of a human being to allow her husband to be put on show. Is the only way I can describe it, is to be put on show for her personal gain. And that's all I can see it as, because there's no other reason anyone with a touch of humanity would be putting Joe Biden through what he's going through. Yes, he has trouble with stammering and stuff like that, and he always has, but this is getting worse and beyond anything feasible. The thing that irked me the most, and I'm calling him out, I used to have a lot of respect for a guy called Paul Murray here in Australia, and he's an advocate for mental, or he says he's an advocate, shall we say, for mental illness, mental health, people struggling, Alzheimer's and all that. And the way him and Rita Panahi on Sky News carried on about Joe Biden, you should resign. I'm sorry, but you know the man's unwell and you carried on like dicks, absolute dicks. And, I'm sorry that people had to watch that if you watched it. And then Rita Panahi carried on again on The Outsiders. And the one that, now, whether you hate him or not, that I did have a little bit more respect for, not that there was much there for him anyway, but Donald Trump, he could have really gone after Joe Biden, but he just subtly said, I don't know what he just said in that last sentence, and I don't think he does. And that was enough to make a point. I think if Joe Biden continues on in this vein, it's not going to be attractive for the Western world, because if you have a look at from a strategic point of view, the likes of Putin, what's his name, Xi Jinping, and South Korean guy, I can't remember him, also some of the people in the Middle East, will keep on pushing the United States to the point where they'll ask Joe Biden to make a decision. And this is even in between now and the time for the election. And I don't think he is any mental state to make a clear and precise decision about war. That's where we could be pushing to. Not because of his illness. Well, partly some of the decisions he's made, but not because of his illness. Because the likes of Putin and that see him as a weakness and may be able to do more than what they normally would under another politician that's a little bit more stronger, whether that's Gavin Newsom, Michelle Obama, Donald Trump, the people that will be able to stand there and fight for Western values and put the wind up them is a little bit different to what Joe Biden's going through. So to those commentators that absolutely took the piss out of Joe Biden, you're a disgrace. He does have a issue, and the only thing that you should be critical of is his wife putting him in front of that situation. Now, he may not be as bad as what he came across, but when someone with dementia, Alzheimer's, whatever, has been put in an uncomfortable position, they become worse, even to the point where I knew with my father-in-law, and it's something simple as to go choose an ice cream. He knew what he wanted, but his brain wouldn't register it. So he'd say, "You choose, Pete." So I'd choose him because I knew what his favourite ice creams were, so I chose it. But, the way they're treating Joe Biden is just an absolute disgrace. So that's the one thing off my chest, and there's another couple coming. Now, there's some friends on here that may listen to this podcast, and if you voted for the Greens in any way, shape or form, you are no friend of mine. With what they are doing politically is a disgrace. Over the weekend here in Australia, some lunatic people that are trying to protest what's going on in Palestine and the Gaza Strip and all that kind of stuff decided to deface our war memorials and cenotaphs. And the same with the Greens didn't condone it, and nor did Fatima Payman. Now, I'll get into Fatima Payman in a minute. So I'm all for genuine protest. So marching down the street, voicing your opinion, we are all allowed to do that. And I have no problem with that. But when you start defacing items that mean more to 99.95% of Australia than those dickheads that defaced the memorials, I have two thoughts. If you're an Australian citizen, you go to jail for 10 years. And if you're a non-Australian citizen, you're deported straight away. We are a country that tolerates and integrates and help people integrate to this wonderful country. However, as always, there's a minority, and the Palestinian people that are fighting for it, and this is the hypocrisy of it, the Queers for Palestine. Now, go over to Palestine, support them, and show your queerness over there, and you won't like it. We have the indigenous people saying that they're the same as the people in Palestine and on Gaza. No, no. What is happening to the legitimate people in Palestine is horrendous. And I don't condone it in one shape or form. But when you have a governing body in your country that uses people as a human shield and does a few things wrong, as in breaks, what's the word I'm looking for, breaks a ceasefire because they thought it'd be a good ambush tactic. Well, nah, you got to get what you're getting for. Now, that's as much as I got to say about the fighting side of it. I don't believe in talking about those sort of things. It's not my right to. It's between two countries and they've got their issues. The other side of thing is I'm not going to sit down and burden listeners and burden myself studying it and finding out what's going on over there, right or wrong. And that's just how I am. Now, the third bank is Fatima Payman. Now, she was born in Kabul in Afghanistan. Now, if someone was going to understand plights, it should be her. Now, she came here with a father and a family as a refugee. We opened her door, a door for her and her family, to be the best that they can be and do the best that they can be here in Australia. Now, this particular woman went and won a Senate seat. So in Australia, go to early episodes, I explain the Australian electoral system. She won a Senate seat. So we have an upper house, lower house. She's in the upper house. So a little bit like Congress in the United States. Now, she went and sided with the Greens and crossed the floor and voted something to do with Palestine. That's good and well. But when the Labor Party here in Australia, which is Joe Biden's party, or the opposite to Richie Sunak or whatever, so the left side of politics, they're very strong here in Labor, where everyone toes the line to the point where our Foreign Minister, Penny Wong, even though she was for same-sex marriage and is now married to her partner, and they seem to be quite happy and living a wonderful life because of the Liberal Party passing same-sex marriage laws, always stuck up for Labor and said, no, we're not for same-sex marriage. And she towed that line for a very long time. Now, this Senator Payman, she crossed the floor and didn't toe the line of the Labor Party, and she's still there. She should be sacked. And also she should be sacked from comments that she's made over a period of time, even to the point where she moused off the river to the sea and all the slogans that go with Hamas. Now, there's one thing, and this is, she's an Australian citizen, so she has to, so she can run. But for me, she should be stripped of that, run and not be able to run in Parliament. It's one thing to have a point of view, but it's not another thing to follow your party. Liberal Party, which is the Donald Trump side of things, they can cross the floor. But when your party's laws don't allow it, and she's done it, she should be gone. And then she came out on Sunday and said she will do it again with her beliefs on Palestine, and she's sticking up for her father's beliefs and everything. Then, if that's the case, and that's the same with the Greens, so if you vote for the Greens, you're voting a bunch of nutters. They do not have a clue about anything. I'm sorry. Back in, what was his name? Bob Brown. He was the last true Green. Adam Bandt and his merry men are nutters. Not to condone damaging our war memorial, even to the point of where one senator turned around and said, well, war memorials are political. No, they're not. And here's another senator from another foreign land. They fought to keep this country how it is, all the soldiers, and to allow you to come here and have freedom of speech to some degree. Elbow's trying to change that. But to be able to speak freely without repercussion. But I believe, and there's a limit, once you step away from our values, it's not kosher. And it's the same with the people that are marching for Palestine. If you're marching there and are moved by the Palestinians that are getting killed, good and well. Do your march, but don't damage anything. Pull down statues of the people that found this place. Don't deface our memorials, because that is not what it's all about. Now, we've had rallies from the people that support Israel. Nothing. No violence. No defacing anything. Just wanting their people back. Fatima, go away. And it's the same as what Pauline Hanson said to another one of the Green senators. I can't remember her name. There's a defamation case going on there. It was quite defamatory towards the Queen when she passed away. Pauline, being Pauline, just turned around and said, well, if you don't like it, jump on a plane and go back to your home country. And that's my thoughts exactly. You know, like, we can't have people that come here and voice opinions of untold, what's the words I'm looking for? That take the oath to become an Australian, but will not live how Australians live. And that's what Fatima and all the Greens are doing, and it's a disgrace. So that's my little rant for this episode. Sorry, it's a little bit ranty and ravey, but yeah. And what I got to close it off with is, the next time you see the Democrats wheel out Joe Biden, don't take pity. Just think to yourself, would you do that to your mum and dad? And that's where I'd like to leave it, because that's what I think. You know, like, if your mum and dad were in that state of mind, would you do it to them? just for personal gain. And I would say 99.999% of people wouldn't do it. So, as I always say, wake up, be the best version of yourself that you can be for that day, and see you in the next episode.